right, Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
That's right.
First time you said that outside of the promo. I was going to give those things a try. We have Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is going to join us. I don't know, is he angry at us again?
He's not angry. He's questioning the choice of promotions, I think.
Ted Bell?
Yeah, got Ted. Ted, come up. Line six.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Am I on right now?
Yeah, go.
Go, Ted.
Oh, hi, everybody. Ted Bell here from Ted in Beverly Hills. No, listen, I like the idea of a hockey promotion. Hold on for a minute.
But turn the damn phone down, will you? Ted Bell joining us from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
What do you mean, turn the damn phone down?
Just, I'm hearing all of the restaurant noise, and we're not hearing your jingle.
Look, Phil, we're very happy to be on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, everybody. I'm Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. I hope you stop in. It's Bell Hour this coming tomorrow night. Right, Phil?
What do you mean, right, Phil?
Is that what you're the guy that talked me into this Florida Panther thing, so...
Well, I didn't know I talked you into it.
Yeah, you were hyping the Florida Panthers. You said we should do more with hockey. So we're doing it tomorrow night, folks, not to be sidetracked with Phil. Tomorrow night, it's going to be Bell Hour. That's happy hour. And we're going to have drinks Bell off.
What is... Okay, let me guess. Half off?
Yeah. And we're going
to... Why are you doing that, Ted? Just to be cute?
What do you mean, why am I doing that? You've got happy hour, we got Bell Hour.
And the drinks are Bell off.
The drinks are Bell off, yeah, why?
Mr. Bell, you know.
Mr. Bell, you know what? Phil, every time I feel good about something. Listen to this guy.
No, it just, Mr. Bell, it's Bud Dickman.
Yeah?
Well, when you go Bell off, it sounds like.
The kid says, he's thinking it sounds like jerk-off.
You know what, Phil, if I could, I'd hang this phone up and I would never be on your show again.
Ted,
Listen to him stumble around, folks. Ted, you cannot justify me being on your program. One more second, can you?
Hey, Ted, when I said you should do hockey, I meant it, and I still mean it. I don't know what you find to be such a failure. Yeah, I'm a Florida Panther fan.
Well, we wrapped all of our promotion around the Florida Panthers. Okay, we've got all kinds of Panther colors. We've got the Florida Panther banner.
Well, why would you do? First of all, you're a steakhouse on the West Coast. Why wouldn't you be back in Vegas?
I don't know anything about hockey. Get a little hey, Chef Cidoli, I'm talking to Henry right now.
Wait a minute, man. You're on the air with me.
Phil, I don't know a thing about hockey. All right. You tell me the Florida Panthers, you tell me the... What do I know from it?
Well, you've heard of the L.A. Kings, right?
Yes, of course I have.
Well, if the Kings were in the playoffs, would you be supporting them?
I suppose I would, but the Kings aren't in the playoffs, are they? Oh, yeah. Are they?
Well, a big deal, Ted. So what's that mean?
So, in other words, if the Kings or the Ducks or any of these teams I know are not in the playoffs, what do I know?
All right, so what happened? Because the Panthers suck?
Right now the Panthers suck. They're down 2-0, and you've got me promoting them. I've got what do you got, Chef Cidoli? You had the Panther pudding?
Let me have the phone. Okay. We have Panther pudding, which is a chocolate. It's a chocolate pudding with a nice light mint to it, and
chocolate pudding with mint, huh?
That's right. Oh man. It doesn't sound good, huh?
It sounds fine.
Yeah, it's called chocolate pudding filled with a slight, and also there's a cayenne.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, there you go. So
chocolate pudding with a mint and a cayenne. Well,
it's called Panther pudding in honor of the Florida Panthers winning the Stanley Cup, right?
No, they haven't won the Stanley Cup. They haven't won the Stanley Cup.
Well, what's this information I've gotten from you?
I haven't said anything other than to say that Phil said we should do a sports bar promotion around the Stanley Cup playoffs and that he's been following the Florida Panthers and that's the team to follow.
Okay, that's why I made the Panther pudding. But you're telling me they're losing, huh?
That's what I understand, yeah.
The Panthers are down 2-0. I still think that Panther pudding sounds pretty good. What else you got?
Well, we have the Panther pot, which is a hot pot. It's a hot dumpling. It's got spicy meats and a plum wine sauce in it. It's delicious. You eat it with chopsticks.
Boy, that sounds fantastic, Chef.
Well, it's called the Panther Pot. And
what do you mean Panther Pot?
It's a
I'm not going to explain to this guy.
Well, it's a Panther pot is a...
Yeah, you can't explain to me why, because you think I'm retarded?
I never said such a thing.
Well, why not explain it to him?
Okay, bud, it's a Panther pot is like a dumpling. It's in a basket. It has a plum wine sauce that you pour in. You eat it with chopsticks. It's got a kind of a minced meat interior, and it's very good.
You wouldn't want that, huh?
Yeah, I wouldn't go near it.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot.
We're talking to Chef Carl Cedilli and Ted Bell about the Stanley Cup promotion you're doing in the Prime Rib Room, right, Ted?
That's right, Phil. In the Prime Rib Room, where we have all of our sports promotions, and this one, like so many others, is that we've had over the last couple of years, looks like it might be going right straight into the you-know-what, the thing that, you know, the thing you use the chain, where you look in and you go, yep, looks like I had chili, and then you pull a chain.
Uh-huh.
What are your monkeys doing? Okay, I'm very busy. I'm trying to keep this promotion alive.
Hey, hold on, Chef Cedilli. Right, Phil.
So, in other words, it's going right straight into the toilet.
No, it's not. But I sure wish that you would not emphasize when you're telling me, hey, why don't you do this promotion? The Florida Panthers are going to be great.
I told you that it was my favorite team, Ted. He's not telling you, Ted, you have to back the Florida Panthers. Would have made more sense if you wanted to back a team to back the Vegas Knights. You told me yourself Vegas is one of your favorite towns.
Yes, it's one of my favorite towns, but what do I know from hockey? I don't know if they know how to play hockey up there.
They got a damn good hockey team.
Well,
anyway, so we have the Panther Pot, the Panther Pudding, and we have Panther Pops for dessert. And
What are the Panther Pops?
They're just chocolate popsicles that I made. You freeze them in the freezer. Big deal.
You guys are really putting a big, a happy face on this one, huh?
Phil, like I said, you know, the biggest mistake I made this year, and I want everybody to come into Ted's in Beverly Hills, it's going to be Ted off. We're having the bell hour.
Nobody knows what you mean by Ted off.
I'm talking about half off.
Okay, why don't you say half off?
Because I'm saying Ted off. And we're going to have Ted Lee, right, Chef Cedilli? You got Ted Lee?
We'll have the Chef Carl Cedilli, Chilia, and the Ted Lee. Okay?
What is the Ted Lee?
You've heard of chili, right? You know what chili is?
Yes.
Ted Lee, chili.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't...
Hey, Ted, that's not exactly something that's, you know, we're going to make a logical connection to, okay?
Okay.
So Bell Hour is coming up, and then we're going to have Dirty Bell.
Dirty Rice.
That's right, but Ted... I'd rather you just call it Dirty Bell, okay?
Dirty Bell? What is Dirty Bell?
Dirty Rice. It's a kind of rice. What is it, Chef?
Dirty rice is a very spicy rice. It's a brown rice, but has lots and lots of spices. It's got some ground beef in it. It's very delicious. It's great bar food.
All right, and then what else have you got, Ted?
All right, we have the Bell Hour, Bell Off for all drinks after 5 to 6 to 7.
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
5, okay, let me take it. We have... all drinks are half off, are bell off, not half off, bell off between 5.
Between 5 and 7, right?
Yeah, that's right, between 5 and 7. Then we have the, to the bell hour, bell off, dirty bell, oh, and then we have the bell chickens. Yeah? Are you all done laughing? Because the bell chickens are the miniature chickens.
Right, the bell chickens. They're no longer... You know, I would think that you'd stick with the term miniature chicken.
Why is that?
Because what does bell chicken mean?
What does bell chicken... Hey, did you hear this?
No. I agree with him. What does it mean?
You know who the owner of the restaurant is, right? It's me. Okay?
I saw you tweet out and you told me to get my bitch ass back on the kitchen.
Phil, so the bell chicken...
Which is the miniature chicken.
Right. Why don't I have you following me around all night? So when I say, hey, folks, it's time for bell hour, you'll say happy hour. And when I say, hey, that drink is bell off, you'll say half off.
Maybe you ought to, because I don't think it makes much sense. I don't think people are going to necessarily connect bell hour with happy hour or bell off with half off.
I swear to God, Mr. Bell, it sounds like it's a jerk off.
So let me just be clear. You're telling me that when I say something is bell off, people are going to think it's the jerk off?
I swear to God.
I don't know if that's necessarily what's going to happen, but it leads that way.
Ted, just call it half off. For God's sake, bell off.
Oh, wow. So everybody there, while I'm in the middle of a paid segment, says that bell off sounds like whack off. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That's right, Ted. Yes, that's exactly right.
Yes.
So you're saying...
You heard what we said.
All right.
So tomorrow night, it's the Florida Panthers. I should say tonight, the Florida Panthers and the Vegas Knights in Miami. Okay.
What do you mean in Miami?
That's where they are.
Well, okay, hold on for just a minute. What, you don't read the sports page, for Christ's sake? I thought you were picking some Panther Pops or something.
Oh, I'm here.
I'm right here. And I'll go back in the kitchen when I feel like it. Yeah, fine. So, Phil, what's the story here?
They're playing back in Miami.
I thought they're playing in Las Vegas. They played the first two games in Vegas. Am I talking to you?
Hey, Ted, while you two clowns go at it, the game is in Vegas, the next two games in Vegas, then they go back to Miami. Now, wait a minute, what am I saying?
The next two games are in Miami.
Well, I don't even know.
Yeah, the next two games are in Miami, and then they come back to Vegas for one, Miami for one, and Vegas for the final, if they need a seventh game. That's how that is going, and I'm sorry that... how do you know how good the promotion's going to go?
Well, look at Phil. It started out good, but when the Panthers lost the second game, and now everyone's looking at me. It's not that people weren't buying drinks, and it wasn't that they weren't eating the finger food or the bar food. It wasn't that they weren't tipping, but now I notice them swinging around. When I walk by, they swing around in their bar stools, and when they would usually engage me in conversation, they just, oh, it's him. And they go back, or not, that's your imagination. Wait, I'm out in the restaurant here, Chef, not you. You're back in the kitchen, okay? You gonna say it? If you say it, I quit. I didn't say a thing.
What are you guys arguing about?
He's telling me that I don't know what's going on in the restaurant even though I'm in the kitchen. He wanted to say, my bitch ass is back there. I never said any such thing.
All right, now listen, Chef Chedilia, he never said that. Don't go there with that.
All right, but the fact of the matter is that I know what's going on out there, Ted, and when you're walking around, especially after the Panthers lost that second game, everyone who was talking to you and happy to talk to you and seemed to be in your corner, all of a sudden, Phil, they're turning around in their bar seats and they go, oh, it's you, and they turn back. Well, I can't disagree with that. And I think it's because we went all in on the Panthers. We got Panther paraphernalia.
Why don't you put up some Vegas Knights paraphernalia, and then it'll balance it out.
It's a little late for that, don't you think?
Why?
Well, I mean, everybody now thinks it's the Panther bar.
Ted, I don't think anyone cares. That you can put some Vegas Knights stuff up, and no one will be any the wiser.
That's what I was telling them. In fact, that's what you should do. Otherwise, you keep through this whole thing with the Panthers and everybody. When people see you coming through the door, it's like someone opened the door to the bathroom after they took a big, you know what I mean? Oh, well, okay, if that's what you say. Well, I'm not saying that that's what they should think, but they get that look on their face like someone busted off something, like something's dead inside of them, you know? All right, so let me get this straight here.
Well, they're just saying...
Wait a minute.
It's the fact that you pulled for the Panthers early on.
No, hold on. Let me get this straight. Because I went all in on this National Hockey League promotion with Phil, and I decided to pull for the Florida Panthers, and they lose to people who have been enthusiastic customers, people who have been dear friends of mine, people who would go to the ends of the earth for me, suddenly when they see me walk in the room, it's like someone tossed a bag of cow shit into the room. In other words, Ted Bell, bag of cow shit, no difference? In a manner of speaking, yes.
I wouldn't put it that way.
Well, Phil, you're not here. You don't see the customers.
They're literally looking at Ted like it's a bag of cow shit.
Yes, they see him, and they go, ah, yeah, and they turn back to try to get away from the stench. You know, I've seen it myself, Phil.
Well, then, Ted, all the better reason to get some Vegas Knights stuff up there before the big game tonight.
At this point, I am so done with sports promotions.
I can't. You got one of the best sports bars around. You can't do that. You got to just keep pushing on, learn a little bit more.
Yeah, you should go to more sporting events, Mr. Bell. I don't think you know a lot about it.
What are you talking about, man? I've been going to sporting events for years.
Well, what sporting events do you go to?
I don't go to the game. You're talking about what, like the Dodgers and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I don't go to that, but I bowl, and I've done a lot of, golf. I don't golf because I can't stand it. I bowl. I go out and I watch... I go to the softball games, things like that.
Do you go to any of the big league sports things that we have in town?
The big league sports like what?
The football, the Dodgers, or excuse me.
I'm sorry, the Dodgers, that's not football?
I know that. The what is the football teams?
The Rams and the Raiders.
The Rams and the Raiders.
You don't even know. So how can you be directing me?
Well, do you go to those games?
What?
Do you go to Rams and Raiders games?
He doesn't go to the Rams or the Raiders. He wouldn't be able to find his way to that stadium if it was gold-plated. I'll tell you that right now. What are you talking about, man? I don't go to see football. Phil, I know about sports, okay?
Well, if you know about sports, then you ought to know that operating a sports bar...
Okay, well, go ahead. Tell me. I'm going to learn at your feet now. Are you a restaurant owner?
No, I'm not.
Oh, well. Isn't that interesting? You were about to tell me all about it, huh? You're about to tell me how it's all done? I can tell you, Phil, as a successful restaurateur, I know how to run a sports bar. I know how to run a sporting event. I remember when we had Muhammad Ali. We had a fight here one night that was a real stink. It really stunk to high. It was Thomas Hearns against some brickhead ass. I don't know who. We sold a lot of booze simply because I said, hey, yeah. I was out front. I was waving a big... Ted Bell, Ted's of Beverly Hills, come on in. Tommy the Hitman Hearns is going to beat the crap out of us. So who cares who it is, you know?
And well, why don't you do that with the hockey game?
Because I don't care about the Florida Panthers. And frankly, I don't care about the Las Vegas Knights.
Well, to blame us for that, Ted.
Yeah?
When you've got the bell hour... You can't blame us because you're calling things the bell hour and a bell off.
Yeah, and everybody thinks it means jerk off.
That the first time I heard anybody say that bell off sounds like jerk off is you guys, okay? Oh, no, Ted, but I told you, okay? Chef Chedilia, with all due respect, what you doing, man? Don't tell me to get my bitch ass back in the kitchen. No, I'm not ashamed. I'm on the air with them right now. But I'm here. Phil, you wanted to hear from me, right?
I did.
Oh, yeah. And I can tell you, Ted, the best thing to do is to play to both sides, the Vegas Knights, the Florida Panthers. I've got the Panther Pops. I've got the Panther Pops and all that stuff. What do you got for Vegas Knights? I can do a night. I can come up with some, like a Golden Knight steak or some garbage. We got till tonight. I'll whip something together.
All right, Ted, so I'm sorry. You know, it sounds to me like every sports promotion you've done over the last year or so has just been a struggle.
Because I'm listening, Phil, with all due respect to you, I'm listening to you. If I go with my own instinct, I generally do things that are good. Generally, I do things that are good. But this Florida Panthers, this and that, now they're down 2-0. I don't know. I just wish I hadn't got out of bed this morning.
Oh, Ted, knock it off. Ted, you'll be fine. You'll live.
Yeah. Who said, oh, Ted, knock it off?
I did.
All right.
Ted Bell, folks, from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He will have the Florida Knights, excuse me, not the Florida Knights.
Boy, you blew that. It's called the Florida. What an idiot, man.
All right, take it easy.
Well, the Florida Vegas.
It's the Florida Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights, and they are going to be there at Ted's. They won't be at Ted's of Beverly Hills, but Ted will have the game on for you all tonight at Ted's of Beverly Hills in the Prime Red Bruins, so don't miss that.
Way to stretch that out, Phil.
I was trying to find a
steakhouse. Come on. Trying to find what? Your dick? All right.
Okay, that's that.
What'd you do?
You heard what he said. I'm not going to leave him on the air. We'll be right back with Chris Norton, who is trying to fund a documentary about himself. Next, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. It's real easy to get caught up in all kinds of crazy things these days. Who knows what's going on? You know, sometimes it's difficult to tell the difference between how you are feeling, how you should be feeling, and how the world, sort of the world beyond your own life, is making you feel. You can get hung up on a lot of that stuff out there. Sometimes it's difficult to navigate how you're feeling, how the world is feeling, what's having its effect on you that's good, what's having its effect on you that isn't so good. And, you know, are you really in charge of your life? Being in charge of your life is directing yourself emotionally as well as intellectually. It's directing your life toward the things that you want, whether it's career, whether it's family, personal interest. If you're not happy, it's because those things are not under your control. It's because you don't have a handle on the things that make you happy. You're not connecting to those things that give your life meaning. How do you do that? I believe you can do it through therapy. Therapy is a one-on-one with a trained individual who isn't so much giving you answers as they are guiding you to the place where you can find them yourself. I've been in therapy for many years, since my 30s. Not every year of my life, but every so often when I've had a hard time figuring things out, yeah, I've gone to therapy, and I can tell you, it has helped me immensely. It helped me break through in my life. If it wasn't for therapy, I don't think I would have had the success that I've had in my life, because I can tell you, like a lot of people, like maybe you right now, I was stuck, man. And I wasn't feeling too good about myself either, I don't mind telling you. So I believe in therapy, and I believe that if you avoid it,
if you're one of those people that thinks it isn't, quote, manly, if you think you ought to be able to work your stuff out yourself, friend, you are kidding yourself. And I'm not kidding. You are heading for disaster if you hang on to that for too long. So listen, I think if you're thinking about starting therapy, here's a good place to start. It's called BetterHelp. Now give these guys a try. It's entirely online, BetterHelp. They're designed to be convenient. They're flexible. They're suited to your schedule. It's easy. You fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So listen, find some more balance. Get some answers. Help yourself find those answers with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Phil. And if you do that, you get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Phil. BetterHelp, HELP.com/Phil. Get it together. Time now for more of the Phil Henry Show. Chris Norton is going to join us here. He's making a documentary about himself.
Yeah, Chris Norton is on the line with us from Redondo Beach, California. He's actually in his studio, and we're going to talk with Chris Norton about it and everything. And Mr. Norton, it's great for you to join us. This is Bud Dickman. I know you're going to be doing a movie about it.
Am I?
Yeah, you're on with us.
Oh, okay, that's fine, but is Mr. Henry gonna...
I'm right here, Chris, but Bud was kind of leading us in.
Yeah, okay, mostly what I was gonna say about that is this is a film that I think is long overdue about what I brought to adult filmmaking, and I tweeted about it on my Chris Norton Twitter account. I don't know if you ever have had been over to my Twitter account on Twitter.
Yeah, that's where it would be.
And it... You know.
All right, Chris, you know that people are going to start giving you a hard time here. That's the nature of the show. So your Twitter account says what?
Well, I mean, my Twitter account basically said that I was the first to film weightless S. I was the first to use a drone. And I was, frankly, the first to use a microscope to zoom in on the S, right?
Now, how does a microscope bring to anyone any of the action or thereabouts of sex?
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't really, but I just, using the microscope, like I put the microscope, if you will, right on one of our actresses, Sandra Ass.
What is her name?
Sandra Ass.
Sandra Ass?
Sandra Ass.
Sandra Ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
You used a microscope on her.
Well, I put the microscope, I laid it on a board across the cheeks of her ass, okay? And then I had the microscope on her ass.
Well, what are you getting, just a big blur?
Well, yeah, if you want to put it that way, but I mean, the fact, I kind of want to make it more mysterious that people would come to see, which is our next big film, But for Love. And
the name of it is But for Love.
Yeah, But for Love, There Go I. And
let me guess, there's a lot of ass in it?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I mean, Mr. Henry.
What do you mean, come on, Mr. Henry? Is that what it's about?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, it is about that, but I try to give my films a panache, a veneer, if you will, or a patina of sexual class.
What do you mean, a patina?
A patina, man, of sexual class.
All right. So this film that is going to be, that you're financing, is called what?
I'd like it to be called Norton Explodes, the legend of Chris Norton. What is so funny, man?
Chris, you're not yet a legend because you're still alive, and I'm not even saying that you should die, but I am saying you're quite young, and I don't think you've reached legendary status just yet.
Well, you know what? Half of the battle, Miss Gray, is asserting to the world, guess what, you know, my name is Chris Norton, and I do feel I have something special to say, and I do feel I have something special to say.
And you do feel you have something special to say.
Okay, yeah, I repeated myself. You know?
All right, so Chris, what's the name of the film?
The film is going to be called Norton Explodes, The Chris Norton Saga, is what I...
Yeah, you changed it.
Yeah, I am changing it, man, because I'm kind of kicking around with you guys. But I want it to be about the things that I've been innovative with, you know.
Things that you've been innovative with.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I slurred. I slurred it. You know,
all right, so you're talking about the things that you've introduced to adult filmmaking, the drone, actually filming a sex scene using a drone.
Yeah, because what I do is, like the cess partners are in bed and have a cess, but the drone starts outside down the street, and it's almost like, and I'm the principal as Chris Norton or as Res Rod, and as Res Rod's walking down the street, he's wondering what that hot, you know, with Sandra ass, this hot blondie scene, he's wondering what she's doing. And the drone goes from Res Rod's brain and flies down the street and down into the bedroom, you know, and then hovers over them as they're going at it. And I try to have the drone fly into the bedroom and hover over, like, her ass just as she's on top.
Okay, and so that's the drone. What about the weightless sex?
Okay, I mean, we could talk about, but what would you think about that?
That's fine, Chris, but drone shots are being used a lot.
Not in cess movies, not in adult films. God,
what is this? Yeah, I gotta give it to you. That's pretty original.
All right, but the weightless scenes you've already shot, right?
We already shot those. That was cess's face blasts off a cess, and we've got all those weightless shots.
All right, and so you're going to have the weightless shots, you'll have the drone shots, and then what else?
Well, there'll be interviews with me, conducted by Tina Nippleton, and...
What's her name?
Tina Nippleton. She's a former porn star, but now she's an adult film journalist.
Tina Nippleton.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, it's an unusual name.
All right.
So what, and she'll be interviewing you?
Yeah, she'll be interviewing me. In fact, I've got a clip of it right here if you want to hear a little bit. This is me, just a slight excerpt from Norton Explodes, the Chris Norton saga. I don't know, what I wanted to do is just my own thing, you know. I wanted to have a robot hovering over the butt, and that's not a robot, it's called a drone. Yeah, and I wanted to do that. And then I wanted to also have the... weightlessness of it. That's why we shot weightless S. So them too. And then I spent most of my life, you know, masturbating before I come to the idea. So that's just part of the interview segment.
Conducted by Tina Nippleton.
Yeah. Don't wear it out, man.
Well, we've never heard of this young lady.
I'm the star of the book. What's with you guys all of a sudden with Tina Nippleton?
Well, we just think her name's unusual. She might be interesting to talk with at some future date.
I'm the guy who...
Chris is the guy the movie's about.
I understand, Chris.
Listen, Mr. Henry. I understand, Chris. Like, almost like you're doing me a solid, you know?
Yeah, you know what doing a solid is.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You do a solid... You might as well be pinching one off on a guy.
Hey, Chris, congratulations on the movie. I hope it does well, but I have to ask these questions. So you're going to be featuring the fact that drones, you've used weightless sex. There's an interview segment with you talking about how you started out in the business or whatever it was you were talking about.
Well, I was talking about the fact that's the other thing. I spent the first, you know, like 20 years of my... Well, from the age of 12 until the age of 15. I was like spanking it more noon night until I really started to drill down on what I was good at, which is having sex.
Yeah, having sex with women other than your hand.
Hey man, I was having sex with women even when I was having sex with my hand. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't want to know about you having preteen sex, okay?
I'm not saying that, but when I was a teen.
I don't want to know about that either. And I don't want to know about you and your masturbation habits, none of that, Chris, okay? And if you're going to put that in the movie, I'd advise you not.
I agree with Phil.
What are you guys talking about, man? People want the Chris Norton story.
They don't want to hear all about you as a kid.
All right, man. Jesus.
What is with that music?
As I've said before, Miss Gray, the music is always playing here at Norton's Blow at Throb City Productions. Okay.
All right, Chris, I want to let you go. I appreciate very much filling us in on Norton Explodes, the Chris Norton saga, forthcoming documentary on the life of Chris Norton, one that you're financing.
Well, yeah.
Didn't want you to say that.
I didn't want you to say that. Now it sounds like I'm hard up. Hey, I think I'll make a movie about myself. I'm so hard up. Like nobody's going to want to make a no movie about me because I'm hard up. Is that what you're talking about?
I love him.
You shouldn't hang up on Chris. You know, it damages his ego.
Get him back.
Yeah, sorry, Chris. The phone slipped.
What do you mean the phone slipped, man?
I'm sorry, man. I hung up on you by mistake. We're looking forward to it, Chris. The movie?
The movie is called Norton Explodes, The Chris Norton Saga. And it features myself, Sandra Ass, Tina Nippledon, and interviews, of course, with Bob Meat and Cliff Link.
Bob Meat and Cliff Link.
Forget it.
Chris, Bob Meat, Cliff Link, Sandra Ass, and Tina Nippledon, right? Right, Chris?
Where is he? He dropped the phone. Hey, Chris, where are you, man?
F it. You know, I just...
Okay, you snooze, you lose, Jack.
All right, folks, that's it for this Thursday show. Phil's on the road. Starting this weekend, we will be doing shows from South Florida all next week. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.